This weekend, the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame enshrining its 2017 class, and one of those being inducted is Angie McCall Nicholson, and she is on the line with us right now. Angie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, and glad that you're able to join us here for a few moments. I want to know, first and foremost, how did you find out you were being inducted, and what was that moment like?
Well, it was crazy. I was actually at my oldest daughter's high school basketball game, and I kept getting a missed call in the middle of the game from a 440 number, and it wasn't somebody that was already in my phone, so I didn't know who or why a 440 number would be calling me in Virginia. And so anyway, I started getting texts from my cousins and people saying, hey, you need to get a hold of Jackie Bielo. It's ASAP. And I thought, oh, my God, I haven't heard from Jackie Bielo since, like, 7th or 8th grade. And so I didn't know what was happening. And, you know, everybody, it seemed like an emergency. So anyway, I stepped out in the hallway so that I could speak to her and called her. And she told me the good news. And I couldn't believe it. It was one of those moments where something you always wish, and it came true.
Absolutely. It had to be a wonderful moment for you as well, especially after you found out what those missed phone calls were all about. It's always nice to know that it was about something positive and it wasn't an emergency, but still, I'm sure that was
that's right.
Probably at least a little bit relieving on your behalf. Now, it's interesting when you take a look at your career. I mean, obviously you did a number of great things when you were at Elyria High School, but you went on to do a number of great things as a player, as a student athlete, but you've actually gone on to have a very successful coaching career as well. For those who maybe haven't had the chance to keep tabs on you, tell us exactly what you've been up to since you started coaching. You've made a number of different stops.
Yeah, it's you know, I never going to school. I went to school to be a teacher. I wanted to be like, you know, like Carol Russo, like Sue Cohagen, like Coach Fennec. I thought I was going to teach and coach and be this great high school coach. That's what I thought I was going to do. And, you know, you don't major in coaching. There's no one tells you how to become a college coach. So it wasn't even a thought. But I started teaching 7th grade right out of college and got my first, it was actually a junior college position at Cuyahoga Community College and as their head coach. And so that's what I started off as. And as I was coaching, you know, I found myself during the day doing, instead of doing lesson plans on my planning period, I was writing up lineups and practice plans, and I couldn't get my mind off of softball. I loved to teach, but it was just a completely different passion and love that I didn't know I had for coaching. And so, you know, I went on from Tri-C, and then I wanted to be a full-time coach. And so that's when I got my first job at Ursuline College in Pepper Pike, Ohio, and NAIA school. And we turned the program around in 1 year. We went from 9 wins the previous season before I got there to making regionals and just breaking records in a year. And then, so I figured, you know, after that, I wanted to move up the ranks and go Division I and see if I could compete with the big dogs. And I got my first job at Butler University. And I was only there for a season when my alma mater at Cleveland State opened up. My coach left and went to Akron. And so I thought this was my only chance to get into Cleveland State. And so I applied and I got it. So I was at Cleveland State for 7 years, 7 phenomenal years. I loved it at Cleveland State. You know, we did a lot of great things at Cleveland State, rewrote the record books in every way you can imagine and had a lot of success. And I was, you know, being my alma mater, it was awesome to see that, do all those things. And then I ended up, you know, wanted trying to challenge myself and move to a bigger and better conference in the OVC at Eastern Illinois. And they were having major financial problems at Eastern Illinois. So we as a family decided to get out of there. And I am now at Hampton University in Virginia. And we just, again, you know, we're 17-1 in the conference. We got the number one seed. We're down at Daytona Beach right now waiting to play in the conference tournament. And it's the best finish in 17 years. So, yeah, we're pretty excited.
Angie, through your years of coaching, what are some of the things you took from Elyria High and your experiences playing for the Lady Pioneers?
You know, I was, you know, I had the great fortune of playing under the best coaches, Carol Russo, Sue Cohagan, Gordy Cohagan, and Coach Fennec. I mean, you really cannot get better people, better mentors, coaches. I mean, they taught me so much, not just about sport, but life and discipline. And, you know, they really pushed their athletes. And I mean, their records and what they do speak for themselves. They expect nothing but the best. And being a Lady Pioneer, you had very high expectations. And, you know, they never let you fall short of those expectations. And we had a great time. And I'll never forget those 4 years at Elyria. It was the best of my life.
Angie McCall-Nicholson is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. She is being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. I wanted to touch on your playing career for just a moment, too, because I've always said I really kind of think the catchers end up making the best coaches, or in some cases the best managers, simply because as a catcher, you know, you're involved with every single aspect of the game. As a former catcher, I'm sure you'd agree with that, right?
Yeah. I think catching is a as a catcher, I feel like it's one of those jobs that gets unnoticed. Like you, you do a lot of dirty work. If a pitcher throws a perfect game, a no-hitter, you're not getting the credit. The pitcher is. And, you know, everything that you have to do as a catcher, I mean, it is a lot. You're the commander of the ship. You're the one who sees the field. You're the one who's calling the pitches and calling the plays. And there's so much involved. You know, you're examining the hitters and you know, trying to work to their weaknesses. So, yeah. You become it's a special position for sure.
Yeah, and you're involved in just about every single play.
I mean, every. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah,
if you don't have the ball, you're at least calling where it's going and you're directing them and telling them, you know, what to do next. Absolutely.
Well, and I think that's absolutely, I think you would agree, that's certainly helped you as a coach as well, because you're familiar with what the left fielder is doing, with what the center fielder is doing, with what the right fielder is doing, and of course you're aligning the cutoffs and the relays from the outfield and trying to get the infielders lined up to get the throws to go where they're supposed to go. And I mean, as a coach, I'm sure that certainly helped you out in your career as well.
Absolutely, and you're constantly examining your opponent's swings and their tendencies and their weaknesses. So that you can pitch, you know, to those weaknesses. And, absolutely.
Great stuff. Angie, we appreciate the time very much. Congratulations on being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. I take it, because you're down in Daytona, you probably will not be up here for the ceremonies, will you?
I will not, unfortunately. My little sister's going to be there accepting my award. Yeah.
Okay, well, nice. Well, best of luck down in Daytona Beach. Hopefully the weather's bit nicer there than it is up here in Elyria. But it's 60 and sunny up here, but I'm sure it's a little bit nicer down there.
It sure is. It's about 100. It'll be interesting.
All right. Well, Angie, again, thank you very much for your time, and congratulations again.
All right. Thank you, guys, and all that you do.
All righty. That's Angie McCall-Nicholson going into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. The ceremonies take place this Saturday.